Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week from the BSU women's basketball team. Cade Warmack led the Beavers to a win over Minnesota Crookston in the league opener. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys have obviously started the season very, very, very well. Does it kind of, at times, feel like there's something really special going on here?
You know, it always feels good to win, and I think just having that feeling at the end of the game is worth all the practices and all the sweat that we put in. So we're going to keep up the hard work so we can keep up with the wins.
I'll try to be nice. Last year and the year before that was a bit of a struggle as far as getting wins and winning streaks in general. How nice does it feel this year?
Oh, yeah. You know, the first 2 years were hard. Yeah, we did struggle a little bit. So coming out 5-0 is awesome. You know, it makes every loss that much sweeter to win, especially Crookston. And we just want to keep up the intensity so we don't fall back into those old ways.
What is different this year?
I think the age, a little bit more experience coming in. We have two seniors and quite a bit of juniors and a couple transfers. So I think that definitely helps with leadership and calmness on the court. Also, we've been focusing a lot on defense this year, so I think that plays a huge part in it.
Confidence for basketball is always key. If you feel like you're going to make the shot, it seems like you make the shot. If you feel like you're going to defend well, you usually do. Have you ever been this confident as a team in your previous time here?
No, I don't think. You know, I think now every year you get a little bit more confident, so we have a lot of returners who also feel that way. So I think out of all the 3 years, it's definitely we do feel the best this year.
Could you tell a difference, though, between a non-conference game and NSIC play?
Definitely, yeah. It's a lot more physical than what we were playing in the preseason. And I think, you know, the people in the stands could tell. I definitely could tell out there. So, yeah, you just got to adapt to that level of play.
15 points, career high, 13 rebounds for you. That's a very, very good night statistically. Did you kind of feel it early on or not?
Well, we did do a lot of box out drills this week, so I just try to take what we focused on every day and bring it into the game. I think that's key, so I think that that's probably what helped contributed to that.
Which is more impressive to you, the points or the rebounds?
I think the rebounds, just because you have to work a little bit harder for those.
It's all about positioning and kind of knowing a little bit about, okay, where do I need to be in a good spot to get a rebound, and oh yeah, you still need to, where the heck is the person I'm supposed to be guarding? Do you take pride defensively as a whole in stopping a player?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you have to be accountable for how many points your player scores as well as how many you score. So defense, definitely, you want to be able to limit the number of points your player has, and I think that definitely is a pride thing.
This weekend's not going to be an easy one, is it?
No, definitely not.
What are you expecting out of both these teams?
I'm expecting them to come out super tough, you know, coming out 5-0. I don't know if teams take us seriously, but we are very serious, and we want to keep up the intensity, and the other teams are going to keep it up too, so it's going to be a battle.
Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.
For more information about the BSU women's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We'll have more of Midday Live coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.